would these craft, the ships and the aircraft, be disappearing because whatever may be in these other objects, they just don't want witnesses? Is that possible?
That would be Spencer's old theory back in the 60s, John Spencer, that it would be alien. He believed it was aliens and so forth. With a complete fact, we can say such objects do exist. I mean, I've browsed through old books published in the 20s, such as, you know, Nicholas Rerich. The Rerich Museum is
yes.
quite well known. In his Altai Himalaya, his travel diary, 1926 Mongolia, he mentions such an event. You probably heard of it.
Sure.
Of the ovoid object that they saw when they were looking at an eagle, and this was published by Scopes in 1929, and I have a copy of the, you know, first printing. And so it's amazing to see that the same descriptions exist throughout, you know, long before UFO phenomenon, the concept, or anything. These were not publicity seekers or grandstanders. And Sir Francis Chichester, or Chichester, whichever you prefer, describes a similar object in 1931 in the same area where we know an aircraft disappeared off Australia in 1978, reporting the exact same thing. That would be the Fred Valentich case, which I think most people have heard about. And it does seem to happen only over the ocean. You know, in the case of Maldonado Torres and Pagan, which we heard the SOS, the Mayday, he said the aircraft was, you know, interfering with their flight, and it was, in essence, preventing them from getting to the coast of Puerto Rico. And so not to sound too predatory, but the objects, whatever they may be, to be very generic, do pick on you, do mess with aircraft over the ocean. They wait, or they prevent you from coming to land, so they wait till you're over the ocean.
And the fact that these happen to be strange objects, you know, if it were a conventional plane that and maybe they had a near-miss collision in the air, he probably could have explained that, right?
Right.
And he's not doing that.
Just like Fred Valentich, the last line he said off Australia before he vanished was, "It's coming back toward me, and it's not an aircraft, and, you know, Melbourne is overhearing this. This is recorded. I have this in the book." And he said, "It's not an aircraft," and then his radio and his engine started to cut out, which is typical, just like Torres was reporting his VORs were lost off frequency, and his equipment evidently was spritzing because he was trying to keep his course, and he was making an awful lot of adjustments.
And then they're gone. Poof.
Then they're gone. That's always the last thing. They're gone.
I got to believe, if it is alien, that it's got to be to eliminate witnesses. I don't think they'd want to say, well, what kind of technology do they have? They already know that, don't they?
Well, they would have to assess technology by getting a piece, by actually capturing. If you, you know, you want to get esoteric, you know, which everybody has heard about this. This has been around for quite a while to speculate about this. In order to assess our technology, they would have to get a whole specimen.
But do you need so many?
Well, you know, everything changes. The speculation would be that they have a connection with the planet. If their seam is long, you know, you have Julius Obsequens reporting one over flying Rome in 98 A.D., is it? Flying from west to east over Rome, or east to west over Rome, something
mm-hmm.
like a fiery shield. And so theorists have gone into that if they have been here so long, and yet they apparently do not care for our culture, civilization, or atmosphere, you know, what is their connection with the planet? Maybe they have to have bases somewhere, and why, you know, where would they prefer a base? And so you get to the, basically to the triangle, a lot of stuff comes together why we would go there.
And the safest place is underwater.
A certain depth of water.
Yeah.
If you get into what we now know about quantum longevity and lifespans and what is healthiest even for a human being, you're talking about an atmosphere that is double the pressure that it currently is, and that can only be reproduced really in the Bahamas because of the depths of the banks.
That's true. Assuming, and of course this is all conjecture, that they are abducting people and craft and boats, I mean, where do you think they take them? Do you think they take them back to their planet? I mean, do they keep them in the ship and then dump them out somewhere in the universe? Well, what do you think happens to them?
Well, if these are being abducted, my first opinion would be that, one, there's humans doing it, and that they would be in the area. Human beings would be operating the craft, and that these human beings might actually be from the Earth originally, or their civilization originated here originally and they've come back, or they are forced to stay here for a certain period of time. So where would, what would they do with the people? I'm really not...
So you don't think this is extraterrestrial then?
Well, define that.
Well, to me, extraterrestrial would be coming from another planet, let's say.
But what if we did have a civilization in prehistory and that we sent colonists out and they've come back?